More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, October 25th edition of the program. We got so much to dive into. My friends, first and foremost, Hillary Clinton saying that the election is already in progress of being stolen by conservatives. This makes no sense. She's completely insane. Plus, I was at the debate last night between Ron DeSantis and none other than Charlie Crist, who is among the slimiest politicians in the history of politics. It was a remarkable situation to see this. I will tell you what it was like to be there. And Heavy D crushed Charlie Crist. There's no question about that. We've got the Fetterman Oz debate coming up tonight. And some Pittsburgh voters, just folks that they got pulled into an MSNBC panel, which usually I would say is a really bad idea. Just don't go anywhere near an MSNBC panel. These people did an amazing job. Restored my faith in America with their answers about January 6th and all the propaganda from the libs. So it was remarkable stuff, really important. And we'll play that for you. That's all coming up here in a second. No signs of identity theft slowing down. And why should it? The bad guys get so much money out of it. It's not hard for them. Your information's online all the time. It's floating around on the internet. Places store it, but then there's a big breach. You know what that means? It means the bad guys, cyber hackers, got your information. Then they can sell on the dark web or themselves just use it and take out loans, even credit cards, whatever, in your name, ruin your credit, leave you with huge bills. Big problem. That's why you need LifeLock by Norton, because LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself online by monitoring your identity and alerting you if there's a problem. Something funky happens, there's a change of address, or all of a sudden new account opens in your name. They just give you notification. Think about how much that can help. Hey, did you open this credit card with a company you've never heard of before, and it's registered to a state you don't live in? No. LifeLock, that's how they come through big for you. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/buck for 25% off. Now, I'm just going to tell you something right here. Hillary Clinton is a very deceitful and disgraceful person. We all know that. But you would think that at some point she would have to give up the Russia collusion lies. Hello, Hillary. Ah, there she is. What happened? She's just going around squawking at everybody because she's horrible. And here you have, for example, Hillary creating the pre-election excuse for 2024, saying that that the right is already preparing to steal it. This is really combustible stuff. This is lunacy with a political purpose in mind. First, let's just hear from Hillary herself about how the right is going to steal the election. Play it.
Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. The right-wing controlled Supreme Court may be poised to rule on giving state legislatures, yes, you heard me that correctly, state legislatures the power to overturn presidential elections. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote or even by the anachronistic Electoral College, but by state legislatures, many of them Republican-controlled.
Notice how the Republican arguments against the Democrats are they make bad decisions on things that affect you. They have poor judgment on issues and in areas that affect your life. That's the pitch that we make. Hey, on the border, wide open border is bad. It's a bad idea for the following reasons. Hey, inflation, you don't want that. Inflation can ruin an economy, can bring an economy to its knees. You got to take care of inflation. Hear anything about that? Yeah, exactly. We talk about these things. Crime. Hey, less cops on the streets. Makes you less safe. Oh, yeah, no surprise. What is the Democrat argument? They're going to destroy the whole country and overthrow the democracy and the January 6th and the insurrection and blah, blah, blah. All this stuff. What does that have to do with anything? No one's overthrowing the government, okay, on the right. This is a fantasy that libs feed themselves. You have to understand, this all started with the January 2016 election and the Russia collusion lie, which the Democrat Party has never been held responsible for. They've never come to grips with this. They've never come to grips with a whole range of issues, including how wrong they were on the pandemic, for example. You will see that in the months ahead, it's already happening, they're going to start to claim that they were the good guys, meaning Democrats were the good guys of the pandemic, and that they wanted to keep schools open. It was those dastardly Republicans. Now, this is the most obvious gaslighting. This is the most obvious kind of lying you could ever imagine. But this is Soviet style. The brazenness is the point. They think they have the power to get away with this. The Democrats think they can rewrite history like a Soviet commissar would have or did. Right? That's the whole game here. Karine Jean-Pierre in the White House. Here she is talking about school shutdowns and saying, oh, you know, Joe Biden, he really wanted to open up the schools. He was Mr. Open Up the Schools. Play that clip, please.
From when the president walked into this administration, it was a top priority for him to safely reopen schools, and he did that. And let's not forget, when he walked into this administration, the COVID response was incredibly mismanaged by the former administration, and he understood because it was mismanaged, that action could not come at the expense of our children. So he said he'd get to work, and the first step was reopening schools, which he did. It was about 46% of schools were open, and in a short period of time, we were able to open schools fully in just a few months after the president walked into the administration.
Soviet-style rewriting of history on the pandemic and what they stood for, what the Democrats did. Soviet-style rewriting of history on Russia. Oh, there you go. Russia collusion. They got all of it wrong. It was all a lie. The whole thing was a fabrication. It was paid for and created by Hillary Clinton, which is why this came up in my mind a moment ago. And she's still now continuing on, she is the patron saint. I know. The patron saint of the election was stolen lies. That's Hillary Clinton. That's what she is for the left. Yeah, there's the fake governor of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, but after this election, no one's really going to pay much attention, I think, to what she says about anything. But Hillary Clinton, she was the original creator of, the original fabricator of the ridiculous lie that Donald Trump had the Russians collude with him to steal the 2016 election. And there has been no accountability for this. And they continue on with this line of thinking when it comes to the January 6th phenomena. The insurrection! Oh, the insurrection! What are we going to do? Oh, no, any moment now, people are running around. They're taking selfies. They're taking selfies in the Capitol. Oh, they're going to overthrow the government. Calm down, libs. You know, really. Liberalism is an anxiety disorder these days. It really is. There's something wrong with so many of them. They are perpetual malcontents. They're always unhappy. It's really one of the most common characteristics of the modern Democrat today. You just see it all the time. They're so unhappy. And the only thing that seems to make them happy is belief in hollow political ideas, often lies, but hollow political ideas that allow them to think they're good people, think they're smart people, without having to do the actual work to be either of those things. To be a good person, you have to do good stuff. You have to be that person. To be a smart person, you have to actually learn and know stuff and be willing to go back and question your beliefs and assumptions. Correct yourself when you're wrong. They don't do any of that. It's all just virtue signaling and self-congratulation. That's the appeal of being a lib, a Democrat, today. Hillary Clinton also creates this safe space that libs love to run to. They're about to go into a midterm election where they will get crushed. It's very clear right now. And so instead of thinking, hold on, maybe having Joe Biden and other Democrats advocate for surgery for minors, transgender surgery for minors, maybe that's crazy and a bad idea. The Democrat Party should change course. You know how the true believers of the Democrat Party avoid that? They tell themselves, oh, they cheated. They stole the election from us. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're setting up to do right now. That's why Hillary Clinton said that. It's also why they focus so much on the January 6th insurrection, because they then believe whatever they do to stop the next overthrow of the government, as if this was an insurrection. Anyone who calls it an insurrection is an idiot or a liar. Remember that. An idiot or a liar. It's not. There's no third option. Okay, it wasn't an insurrection. The selfie-taking grandma's QAnon shaman was not about to take on the Capitol Police, never mind the U.S. military, FBI, et cetera, et cetera. That was never going to happen in a million years. This was absurd. If I show up unarmed to, you know, a military, if I row up to the, you know, U.S. Fifth Fleet with aircraft carriers and cruisers and everything else in a rowboat, and I say, I am here to take over your fleet, I'm a lunatic. I'm not really in an effort to take over their fleet, right? No one thinks, oh my gosh, this guy's about to seize the Fifth Fleet. That's the way they treat January 6th, though. Oh, people in rowboat, they're going to take over the aircraft carrier. It's crazy talk. And they know it. They don't care. Speaking of crazy talk, this is one of my favorite video clips I've seen in a long time. Here you have a former conservative, by the way, or former Republican, Elise Jordan. This is now, if you just turn on everything you believed in, if you just turn on everything as an adult you said mattered to you, as a public person who had been a Republican in office, or there's always a job for you at CNN or MSNBC. If you're willing to be an apostate for all that you professed publicly and professionally for years, perhaps decades, to care about in this country and in this world, always a job for you at CNN or MSNBC, always a place for you to peddle that garbage. Elise Jordan is one of those people. There are people like this. Joe Scarborough now, one of those people. The Lincoln Project, those people. You go down the list. right? Pretty much every conservative over at CNN. But anyway, here is over on MSNBC, these Pittsburgh voters, I think it's like people that listen to my show, honestly, because everything they said was so spot on, so smart, reminds me of my audience, reminds me of my people that listen and are with me and supporting me every day. Here they are. Play clip. This is just Pittsburgh voters about what they're thinking about this election. Play clip 8.
Mastriano was at the insurrection and he was photographed breaching one of the restricted areas. Is that okay?
Which area? Because I saw a video where Capitol officers were taking away barriers and unlocking
doors.
People. So, yeah. I mean,
they opened the gates.
So it shouldn't be disqualifying for an elected official
if they participated in
January
6th. He didn't strike anybody. He didn't hurt anybody.
And the only one that died was a protester there, not a Capitol police.
An unarmed female veteran.
That's the only one that died.
That's the only one who died.
A police officer did die.
No, it was a stroke.
That's not on site. Caused by that. That's because he shouldn't have been a police officer.
I mean, they're just throwing all these facts at her. And you can tell she's like, excuse me, guys. The insurrection is like a really big deal. It wasn't a really big deal. It was one riot by people aligned in some way with the right or aligned with the right. Among a whole season, a whole year of or 6 months of riots previous to that by Democrats all over the country, including outside the White House of the sitting president. Tear gas had to be deployed. Oh, but we riot once on our side, even though I condemned it right away. I said this, it was wrong and a blunder. It was wrong and it played into the left's hands terribly, which I said the day it happened. I was like, oh, my God. But it also wasn't an insurrection. It was a protest that got out of hand. That's it. And people are now being treated like members of Al-Qaeda because they were there. It's crazy what is going on. Crazy what is going on right now. And these Pittsburgh voters, God bless them, they know it. They know it. And they continue here. Elise Jordan trying to tell them, but it's like so important that you understand that the talking points I have in front of me are that like January 6th was like a really big deal. Really? You're normal Americans. Play clip 9.
What do you make, though, overall of January 6th? I mean, it was watching that footage. It was pretty disturbing. I mean, there were people throwing excrement at the walls.
It looked a lot like Antifa's actions.
Yeah, it looked a lot. Except on a much smaller scale, it looked the same as the Black Lives Matter riots.
Kenosha.
But so it's okay just because one side that you disagree with.
I'm saying Antifa infiltrated.
It's good for one, it's good for the other.
Anybody who caused property destruction, that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah,
but if you're there making your voice heard at the people's house, no less, it's a fundamental constitutional right of an American citizen. And people should not be being held political prisoner because of it.
That's East Germany tactics.
Yeah.
It is East Germany tactics. The Stasi, the secret police, the feared secret police, omnipresent in so many ways in communist East Germany. Democrats embraced totalitarianism during the pandemic, as we know, embraced powers that far exceed any constitutional authority they have because they're keeping us healthy and safe. That was all a lie. And then on January 6th, this is now their claim that we're trying to overthrow the government by force. This is sheer lunacy. And these voters from Pittsburgh, God bless them, see right through it. And understand, this is what is fed to the Democrats. This is their primary pitch to voters of why they should stay in office or win more elections. Because of threats to democracy. The people that want to control the social media platforms, censor their opponents, lock up their political opponents, bring ridiculous prosecutions, the Mar-a-Lago raid, and all the way through all these different Republican politicians that they use lawfare against, the left uses lawfare against. Those people, the ones who are lecturing you about threats to democracy all the time, are the biggest threats to democracy. I know that it's so... There's such a cognitive dissonance there, but it's true. They're the biggest threats to democracy. And I was just on the DeSantis debate. I was down in Fort Pierce, Florida last night. A bunch of friends with Carrie, my fiance, and a bunch of conservative media friends, Carol Markowitz, John Cardillo, Dave Rubin, Lisa Booth. We're down there, and we're all watching this debate together. And look, Charlie Crist is just completely outclassed in every sense by Ron DeSantis. No question about it. Here, for example, was DeSantis finally, in my opinion, really just throwing a brushback pitch here at Charlie Crist. He was just being smarmy and nasty and just disingenuous the whole time. Play clip two.
You're running for governor. Why don't you look in the eyes of the people of the state of Florida and say to them, if you're reelected, you will serve a full 4-year term as governor. Yes or no? Yes or no, Ron? Will you serve a full 4-year term if you're reelected governor of Florida? It's not a tough question. It's a fair question. He won't tell you.
Governor, it's your turn.
Well, listen, I know that Charlie's interested in talking about 2024 and Joe Biden, but I just want to make things very, very clear. The only worn out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is Charlie Crist.
Now, I just want to make this clear. The audience in that debate was split. Left side of the auditorium were DeSantis supporters, right side of the auditorium, and you, because they had to be invited. It wasn't open to the public. The right side of the auditorium were Crist supporters. It turns out they were all activists, by the way. They were union members and activists, and they acted terribly. It was so on brand for Democrats, like a bunch of crybabies over there, yelling and saying, you lie, and shouting them down, totally violating the rules. They signed waivers going in saying, I'm going to abide by the rules. Some of them had to be escorted out. They were shouting and screaming. How many people do you think from the DeSantis side of the room were escorted out for breaking their word, breaking the rules, and acting like lunatics? Zero, of course. But a whole bunch of libs. And there should have been, for every lib who was escorted out of there, every Charlie Crist supporter, there should have been 15 others who were just taken out. Because they were trying to effectively cheat in the debate by drowning out many of the answers that Ron DeSantis was giving. They would shout and cheer while they only had 30 seconds at a time per candidate to speak. They would do this thing where they would, after Charlie Crist, they'd start cheering, and then it was time for DeSantis to speak, and they'd see it, and they'd keep going, and they would do it so that you couldn't actually hear anything he said. Now, Ron DeSantis won the debate, and that's clear. And Ron DeSantis is going to be the governor of Florida. And any Floridian who's not voting for DeSantis honestly needs their head checked. Like, I don't know what is wrong with them. But, it was so on brand for these libs to act as the, in the barbarous, disrespectful fashion that they did. That's just who the libs are these days. They can't help it. Ron DeSantis just keeps running up the scoreboard in Florida, doing an amazing job. Talk to you more tomorrow, team. Thanks for being here with me. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.